We're happy to honor the graduates today. It's a little difficult, a little more difficult nowadays to figure out when graduations are. I was told yesterday that the new school year starts on Monday. Is that true? Back to school on Monday? Okay, so I didn't know that until yesterday. But in years past, we used to do the honoring of the graduates at this time of year. Graduations were always around April or March, April, May, like that. Now I know. And then I looked in my records. I don't know if we had a graduate's mass last year. I was sick with COVID at this time last year. I was in the States. We didn't have one. So 2 years ago, we had a graduate's mass. Then during the COVID lockdown, we didn't have one. So before that, it was 2019. But it's a little tradition we have here to honor people who graduate, partly to celebrate with them, celebrate with you the achievement of completing another stage in the course of your educational journey, partly to give thanks to God for this opportunity. Education is also a gift from God. Partly also to thank the parents and the families who make education possible, and partly also to encourage the students, the graduates, to go forward. Because graduation is, yes, a completion of one stage, but also the beginning of the next. So that's what we do in the Mass for the graduates. And as I said before, we'll be mentioning their names at the end of the Mass. Now, the theme we have chosen for today's Mass, if you see on your song sheet, is humbly welcome the word that is able to save your souls. Well, this should strike any Anuan person as a very appropriate thing to ponder, because welcoming the word is part of pondering the word. Humbly welcome the word, that's the word of God, that is able to save your souls. But that did not come from today's gospel. It came from today's Alleluia verse, or gospel acclamation. It's a quote from the letter of James. But what the gospel acclamation really said is this: humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Masahaba ang tunay. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Now, it's important to include that missing section as we ponder this, because if we only think that we're welcoming the word that's able to save our souls, it looks like it's all on us. The responsibility is all ours. We're the ones who get the word and put it in our souls and we make it fruitful. No. It's the Lord who plants the word. First, it's the Lord who takes the initiative. He plants the word in us. And that word has the power to save our souls. That's why we welcome it, because it has saving power. We welcome it because it's a gift from God. We humbly welcome it because we recognize by ourselves we don't have any capacity to make this a fruitful gift. But by our humble welcome of the word, because the power comes from God, our souls can be saved. God saves us. So with that theme in mind, let's look at today's gospel. It's this somewhat mysterious parable about the weeds and the wheat. The owner of the field sows good seed in his field. That's an image of God sowing the seed of his word in our hearts. Along comes this enemy who sows weeds in the middle of the night. And so when the plants start to grow, alalo, a mixture of weeds and wheat. Now, we know from Jesus' explanation of the parable that this is an indication or a teaching about why there are both good people and bad people in the world. Why we have to put up with so many people who do bad things, that are corrupt people and evil people and violent people and irritating people. Say, well, why do we have to put up with all these people? Because God puts up with them. In fact, if we want to be humbly welcoming the word, we have to recognize we ourselves are sometimes weeds. And God patiently waits until the harvest time, not so that he can put us in the fire, but so that we will change from weeds to wheat. Now, that's one way of approaching this gospel, but another way of approaching it, and I think something more fruitful for us, we're honoring the graduates, is to consider ourselves as the field and the seeds, at good and bad, as what we welcome in our inner life. I think it applies to the graduates because education is in large part a planting process or a planting and growing process, right? And we hope that when we go to school, we will receive good seeds and that those seeds will remain in us and grow and bear good fruit. And that does happen. But the parable reminds us that not every seed is good. Not everything that gets planted in us is good. There are weeds. There are the seeds of weeds that get planted in us. I often have emphasized the importance of resisting the weeds that come to us from the world. I won't go into that now, but you know, social media, influence of bad relationships, things like this. There's lots of sources of bad seeds. What's interesting from the parable is this is not about resisting those bad seeds. The seeds are planted when everybody's asleep. It's a secret. We can't do anything about it. It happens without our knowing it. This is the subtlety of the evil one. Often we think of the evil one, Satan, as roaming through the world like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. In other words, a clearly evil agent whom what we can easily recognize and oppose. When we know something is evil, well, we can say, that's evil, I oppose it. But when we don't know, when we're asleep, when we're not aware of what's happening, we might find in ourselves weeds already. And that's the parable that alerts us to this. And then, what do? Well, with some weeds can be pulled up, yes. It's always good to pull up weeds that we can pull up or go to confession, get sin out of your life. But some weeds, weaknesses, dispositions, emotions, we can't just pull them up. We can't change ourselves. And if we are too violent against ourselves, we risk harming the wheat, the good fruit in our life. So the parable reminds us that we need to be patient. Patient with the confused condition of the world. Don't give up on the world. Don't give up on people. God doesn't give up on us. God doesn't give up on the weeds. God is not rushing to the harvest. So be patient with the world, but also to be patient with ourselves. Part of humbly welcoming the word is to recognize our fallen condition, to recognize our weakness, our tendency to sin. Not that we ever are justified in sinning, but we do have this tendency. And we can't go around condemning ourselves all the time. We have these seeds planted in us which we didn't want. We didn't invite, they got planted without our knowledge, and now we have to deal with it. So be patient. As God is patient with us, we are to be patient with ourselves and with one another, recognizing that we live in an imperfect world. We are imperfect people in an imperfect world. Even if we are graduates, even if we have learned a lot, there's still a lot more to learn. And some of what we have learned might not even be true. What we learn from experience sometimes distorts our understanding of reality. Those are weeds. The parable says, don't pull them all up yet. Be patient. Let them grow. And God will sort out everything at the end. At the end, what is evil is not brought into the kingdom. What is harmful to us is rejected. So we do that insofar as we can while we go along. But those aspects of our life, those, think of what St. Paul called the thorns in our flesh, they don't go away. Well, okay. Be patient, be humble, humbly welcome the word that is planted in you and is able to save your souls. The most precious word is the word of God, but another precious seed is the Eucharist. So we welcome not only the word of God, but we welcome Jesus himself in the Holy Eucharist. Good seed, which if we receive it with a humble, contrite heart, if we receive it with the right disposition, it's a seed that has no weeds. It has the power to save our souls, to change our souls, to transform us so that we are fruitful for the building up of the kingdom in this world. So that's the disposition we're being taught here. Humility in face of the word, but also humility in the facing the mixed reality of the world and of our own nature. And when we humbly welcome the word, which is planted in us, we rejoice that it is able to save our souls.